My message is that the very bill that they're introducing that was brought to light because of what happened to my son would not resolve him if they introduced this. That day when my child was mauled, we went down the alley. The renter did not have insurance. They're going to abrogate the part where there's equity between a landlord and a homeowner. So if I'm a pit bull owner that owns my home, living next to a pit bull owner that rents, I may not have recourse.
So in other words, you could sue the pit bull owner and the pit bull owner who owns his home would be responsible. The one that rents wouldn't be. Is that the way I view it?
That's always been the case. Our case was never built around pit bulls. It was built around that inequity. And then once we were able to attach the landlord, then we had to defeat the common law with regard to proving they were on notice. And the court merely said, of all dog breeds, who can claim that they didn't know a pit bull could bite?
And you're talking about the Frosch bill or the Zirkin bill? And I know there's a whole bunch of
the Frosch bill is the one that would actually abrogate and create the imbalance again. In other words, in the end of the day, like I said, if you're a pit bull owner that owns your home, living next to a pit bull owner that rents, and in Baltimore City, where the testimony is that 52% of people are renters, you have to hope that if you get bitten by a dog, that that person's a homeowner, because they want to destroy the equity they built between landlord-tenant and that rents out his home.
This issue has been discussed. It was discussed last year. It wasn't resolved. They worked until the very last day. Do you have any hope that this issue is going to be resolved this year?
I think the court resolved it. The court said that landlords would be included, and they said that that dogs could be held to strict liability. But they didn't make it any dog other than pit bulls, because that's the only case before them.
Right.
The imitation, if you read the ruling, was for the legislature to make it all dogs. So all they have to do to end this madness is simply make all dogs held to strict liability and all property owners held to strict liability, and it's done.